So I'm trying to, you know. Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam Hilchos Geirushin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tesvav, Chapter 4, Law 15, in the Maznayim text. It is page 68 and 69 on the bottom. Okay, again, talking about different types of gittin that were made. Get shemochak bo'os, a bill of divorce that one of the letters has been erased. O teva, or a whole word, okay? And the space is blank, okay? Or, for that matter, the commentary say, if you write on a place that's been erased as well. O shetola ben ashitim, or you wrote in between the lines. You had the lines, this is written, and then you squeeze something in between the two lines. So now the question is this a kosher get or not? So im mitofes haget, if it's from the type of the get that's the tofes. The tofes is the standard part, the part before you fill in the blanks, the standard form. If it's from the template haget, harezek kosher, that's kosher, because you haven't really said anything that's that important that we should be suspicious that somebody is doing something underhanded. Because it's not the main word, it's not the name of the guy, it's not the place, it's not the date.
Isn't it the second part that's like that? Huh? Isn't it the second part of the get that's standard wording?
No, I'm not talking about part, I'm just saying the standard part.
So right, but that's
that could be the middle part, right? The
regular. I thought it was just like the second part that was.
And some of this too. I mean, it's right. Anyway, it's the part that doesn't have the specifics.
Okay.
So like, what's the worst that's going to be like? No, you can't think somebody's trying to cheat somebody out of the standard part.
Right.
You know, she should be divorced, she should be released, she should be free to marry a man. Like, what else is it if it's not that?
Right.
Oh, I forgot, let's say he forgot to put one of the four ways of saying divorced. So he squeezes it in between the lines. Oh, he must have done that after they signed the get. He must be up to no good. What do you mean? He's writing what the standard parts are. So if the standard parts, harei zeh kosher, that's okay. It doesn't make any difference. It's no suspicion. But if it's from the main part of the divorce where you're talking about the gruesome details of the names of the place and the people and all these things, right? So under those circumstances, no get, it's not a divorce. Because it could be in the place where it was erased. Maybe there were some conditions written in there, and he erased the conditions, or he wrote other things, etc., etc. Certainly writing in between the lines can be things that are changed over here. Now, he adds, we're speaking over here, though there were no witnesses who watched it being given over. Because if there were witnesses giving it over, it would be kosher because they would know exactly what was given over and they could testify as I was getting over. If here we're talking about we only have the signatures where the Rambam says, you know, b'dieved, it's okay. If it's only the signatures, then we're suspicious. After the signature, something was added. Mm-hmm. But if it was given over and we have two witnesses, yes, we saw him give it over. They're going to see and they're going to see what was in the get and this and that. Then you can't, if you're going to add something, they're going to realize what it wasn't proper. But so therefore, we'd have to worry about it. Now, but what if the imchazar upeiresh besof haget? What if you come back and you explain at the bottom of the get? Before the signature of the witnesses. Let's say you wrote a get. You did it okay, but you made a mistake. You made a real mistake. You forgot to put a word in. You're putting it in between the lines. You had to erase something. Or whatever. You had to do something. But you did it at the end of the get. You explained what you did. You wrote all get and said, yeah, and we added in between the lines, you know, in between lines 6 and 8, 7. We added in a few words over here. You put that in. Or Shaos Ploni Tluya, that this letter is suspended over here. Or Alamachak, or it's on the erased part. You're acknowledging the suspicious behavior within the context of the bottom of the get.
Right.
Afilu mitarv haget, and even if it's part of the main part of the get, you're saying that this is what happened. Kosher kishar staris, it's a very kosher, just like any other document, because you've got witnesses signing right under that. Yeah. So you've expressed what you've done, and that's the assumption is
so that the witness has signed.
We don't think you're that right. Underhanded that you did all that after the witness has signed right. That. It would probably, you know, it would be too catchable for that. Let's say you see the divorce, it's cut crisscrossed. Now that's not a typical one. Shu Kereshel Bezdin. That's the way a Bezdin rips them apart. Hareza get botel kishara shtaris. That's a finished get like any other document. Okay? So that's aval imnikra veina kereshel bezdin. But if it's just cut a little bit, but not the official bezdin one, then kosher. Then that's a kosher get.
We're saying that it looks like the person added to it after.
No, this is just cut up. It's nothing to do with adding. It's a new point. New point.
Okay.
Just cut up. That's all. You know. So the reason why, in other words, what's the point? Because a bezdin will always cut up a get afterwards.
Always. Why? Because he gives a receipt.
Why? Because if you don't cut it, the lady will come with the get to another court and say, "I want to collect my ksuva."
Yeah, 100%.
You know. Let's say she goes. Let's say they write her a get. Right. She writes the get. What does she get with the get? The money that goes with the get, right? Let's say the bezdin forgot to rip it up. So she's got the get. She goes to another court and says, here's my get. I never got paid.
So they crisscross it
after the get has been given and after she's been paid, crisscross.
Rip it or they go
no,
criss, slice it, slash it, slash, slash, like Zorro, you know.
It stays intact, though. It can't be negotiated.
Or you throw it out afterwards, whatever.
It's like a canceled
get. It's a canceled get, exactly. So that shows it's canceled.
So what do they do with it after? Do they burn it?
Whatever. It's not,
doesn't she have to keep it to prove she's divorced?
No, they have to give her a receipt. Then they give her a receipt that she got divorced and everything happened. So then you know it's a finished get. But if it just has a little tear, that doesn't mean anything. It could be the sofer tore it on the way to delivering it, and it still has to be used. So then it's a kosher get. Okay, let's go on. Tess Zion. Nimok, what if the get is faded? O Shahir Cave, or it's rotted. O Shanasa Kichvora, it's got so many holes in it like a sifter. Okay? Kosher, it's kosher. Because it could be it just has got worn out a little bit. We didn't have any crisscrossing of total destruction of that get. So and there's nothing really suspicious about it, it's just got a little old. You know, you could write a get and it could be hanging around for a while.
Wouldn't she want to get a kesuva?
Whatever, maybe she never collected the ksuva yet, whatever, it could be reasons she didn't, or the guy never gave it yet, whatever, it could be a lot of things, but there's nothing inherently wrong with it, it's just, worn out a bit. Yeah. So, that's kosher. Nimchok o nishtashesh uvavua, shalo kayemes. What if it's rubbed out, or it's very much blurred, and you could still tell a little bit is still there. Im yochel likros, if you can read it, in other words, it's a lot more advanced, worn out. Kosher, it's still kosher. As long as you could read it and it's legible, it's kosher. Im lav, but if not, ain't a get, then it's not a get, because you don't really have anything left. It's just a bunch of marks.
If the get's on the slave and he dies, it's not legible anymore.
You're right, I guess it'll be a problem.
If it's on the slave and he dies.
And he starts to wear out.
He dies.
You're right, it's a problem.
We're talking about it, it's tattooed on the...
Yeah, I'm saying...
You're right. So I guess after a period of time, the get won't be good anymore. If he dies and he's rotting, the corpse is rotting, after a while, the get will no longer be good anymore. Okay, continuing this idea...
Uvavua is what?
It's blurred. Nishtashtesh uvavua. It's kind of rubbed out and it's blurry. You just see like an image of it. Like a mirror image, an image of that. But it's just blurried. Okay, now this halacha goes on to Yud Zayin. B'med, when do we say this? That it's not a get, or kishahaya get yoytzi mitachas yodo be'eda chasima ve'ein shomed mesir. That's when you have the get, only has the signatures of the witnesses, but you don't have witnesses who saw it was given over. You're missing the giving over part. And what he got left is just his get that's almost all worn out. And so blurry, you can't really see much. But if witnesses say, we saw 2 years ago, this man gave her this precise get, and we know everything that was written in it, and maybe it's fallen into disrepair now, but when we saw it, it wasn't rubbed out. When we saw it, it was, and I guess they know well enough to say this is the same get that we saw given 2 years ago, then kosher. That's kosher. Hareza kosher. Afi shahoya toyer forget. Even if this is on the main part of the get, the problems. Alamachak, or on the erase part, or ben ashim, between the lines. Even if it's been crisscrossed, kishnazal b'fnei, but it was given before them, then they could say it was a legitimate get, and it is all kosher. If they say it was still used, and it was done as a legitimate get, it's trusted. So nothing beats two witnesses who can clarify everything for us. Problem is, we don't have the witnesses. Then we have to go with us in front of us, and then that could be a problem. Okay, let's continue Yud Ches. Now, here is a really interesting scenario here. Chamisha shekasfu get echad chamishim. Five men want to get divorced to five women, and there's only one piece of parchment to do it.
It's the economy.
Okay. Five men want to divorce five women. Okay? So it comes out, five men wrote a get to divorce their five wives. So now, will that work? If they wrote it in a general way, in other words, a way that includes everybody, we're going to explain in a minute. Kigo, for example, they write the following. Bekach b'Shabbos, on this day of the week, Shabbos, or second day of the week, whatever, Geresh Ploni Leplonis, this man, and we say the names, this man is divorcing this woman.
Oh, the whole
Uploni Leplonis, and this man to this woman, and V'chein Omar Kol Echmel Mishto, and each man said to his wives, Lechi Di Sehavin, go for yourself and get out of here, you're free from me. Each one said to his wife, right? And then you have v'chol tofei saget, and you have the entire middle part, the whole text of the get, right? So you've written everything. You've written, five guys' names are written out, and it's all incorporated in all that. Mm-hmm. And it says, each one divorced each one, and it's in one get. And at the bottom, u'shnei edim chosim u'mati, you have two witnesses signing at the bottom, harei zeh get kosher, it's a kosher get. And of course, you're going to see in a minute, they all have to give, everyone has got to get the get. Right. We have to have witnesses seeing giving each one of these five gets to all the women. But right now, the get's kosher. Now you have to give each woman, each man gives each woman in front of witnesses who watch this, right? To each and every one of them, right? So now, the bezin now is allowed to say these women can now marry whoever they want. They collect their ksuva. In other words, they went to one sofer and says, "Listen, write the following. Write that I'm divorcing her and he's divorcing her. You know, write all the names. The middle part can be all the same because it's just us saying what's happening. And we're all doing this all. And now we're going to sign it. And now watch." First man's going to give the get to his wife.
So is it highlighted each time it's given to each person? They highlight the person on the...
I don't think so. And then the other one then gives to his wife. The other one gives to his... Let's say they all paid for it. They paid, their portion.
The woman gives it back.
They take it off.
Right?
Yeah. The woman has to give it back and then give it to the other.
Don't hang on to it.
And there's witnesses that saw all this
like
happen.
It's in the submarine.
Right?
But then they have to go to the Beis Din.
So now you go to the Beis Din. The Beis Din now says now they're entitled to collect and now they're free to marry people, and you give them each woman a receipt and says, you got it. You were divorced today and you're free to marry whoever you want, but you could use one get for all five. Provided that you have witnesses who saw that this was given over, you have to have see people giving them over that happened.
She didn't give it to the fifth one. She wasn't there.
So then four out
and
of
the
five
four
got
are divorced.
No, they are. They are. Why not? That's for sure true. This one did divorce this one.
But then
one.
They still can't cross it because it's still got.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't have witnesses that happen. We have to have witnesses that saw it happen. So it's not going to write her a receipt. They're going to say, let's say all 10 are there. Five men, five women. Four guys give. The other guy says, I'm not sure what I want to do yet. It's okay. So you're not giving it to her, so you're not divorcing her. We're not going to sign any receipt either.
What do they do with the get document?
They probably will throw it out. Or they're going to hold on to it. They'll hold on to it and say when you're ready to give it, you can give it. Or maybe they'll have to. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do under those cases, okay?
Well, the day's going to expire already.
That's also a problem.
It doesn't have to be on the day. It doesn't have to be given on the day.
Well, we don't
that's
want
when it was written.
Well, if you're at the
Beis
Din already.
Okay, anyway, I don't know, Paul.
Okay.
But v'imein sham eide mesira klal, what if you don't have any witnesses who saw it being given over? But we do have a get. It's signed. So how do we treat it? So we say it like this. Kol misha teitzim gilizim yachzor. Whichever woman's got the get, Megoresha, she's a divorced one. Because obviously the husband gave it to her, that's why she has it. The others, we don't know if they're divorced because we don't know if anybody gave it to them. One thing's for sure, what's she doing with the get?
She got it.
One lady's carrying this get. We have no witnesses that saw the transfer. All we have is a get, five men, five women, two witnesses at the bottom. And she's holding on to it. So what's the minimum, maximum we could say is happening? She got the get from her husband. Right? So she's divorced. Right? So that's it. So that's the only one that works. The others don't work. Let's continue.
I just wonder, could the other men serve as the witnesses? Like if just the five men...
You know, I don't know. That could be no get. I don't know. That would be problematic. I mean, you'd have to have two other guys signing. It's too complicated. How can a man who's divorcing his wife sign it?
Right.
It's by definition, it would be Mizuyaf Mitocho.
It's in the document. It would be for himself.
Yeah, I'm just saying, two could witness it.
But it's for the whole thing.
Okay, now how about the difference?
What about Avalim Kosov? What do they write like this? Bekach b'Shabbos, on this day of Shabbos, this day of the week, Geresh Ploni Laplonis. So-and-so divorced so-and-so. Vihishli Maget. And now they finished, they wrote the whole get. They write a full get. Complete one man, one woman. But then, they're not done. It's a long piece of paper. Now we start get number two on the same piece of paper. Because I've been writing on get number two, on this day, so-and-so is divorcing so-and-so. The second couple is getting divorced, and they finish up that get. And now you write five gets, one after the other. All right? You got it? It's just one. It's a long piece of paper.
They just cut it at the end of the first cut.
They didn't, Paul. If they did, there'd be no case.
There'd be five minutes.
They didn't have a knife.
This is the case.
Why?
They leave it.
Right? So look. You got get one complete. Get two complete. Get three complete. Get four complete. Get five complete. Now, there's something missing. Witnesses. Where's the witnesses? Yeah. Ve'edim milmata. And now you got two witnesses right at the bottom.
Okay, only witness the last one.
So now, im nitna megillah zula kol achas mehem ve'edim misira. If there were indeed each get was given from man A to woman A, man B to woman B, and there's witnesses watching the giving over the get, hare kula megoreshes, they're all divorced. Why? Because remember, even if there's no witnesses signing a bill of divorce, if there's witnesses watching, that's always the key.
That's the biblical thing.
So you have five divorce documents, clearly. That's no question. The question is, though, it appears that the bottom one is only signing the bottom one.
Right.
That's the only one we're clear on. I mean, because if you're signing way at the bottom, how do you know you're signing on the first four? Maybe you're only signing the last
one. How about if there's a note just before that says, and we witnesses are signing for all
five
documents?
But there wasn't. So it's only signing the bottom.
Now you're doing it. Right?
So therefore, right? So,
I want to help you out, Paul.
Thank you.
So where am I over here? So if each one was given in front of witnesses, then for sure, one thing's for sure, it's a valid get.
100%.
The first top is totally valid. It's a perfect get. Just not signed, let's say. Second, third, fourth, they're all good getting that aren't signed, maybe. The bottom one is for sure a good one and signed.
Right.
Because it's signed right at the bottom. It's going on that. But we're not sure about those top ones. But if I got witnesses who saw it was given over, well, that's as good as giving over any get that's never been signed. That's an acceptable get.
It's as good as it gets.
Then I write, Aylin, Megurashis, they're all divorced. Even if there's no one signing it at all. But what if there's no witnesses who watched the giving over of it?
Okay.
And now you see one lady walking around with the get only. If she happens to be lady number five with that one there, she is divorced. But if one of the earlier ladies has this divorce, it's a doubtful divorce because we're not sure. The witnesses who signed it, did they only mean to sign the last part, or do they mean to sign the top part? But if just like the other case, the first case, if there's no witnesses, whoever, only the person who has it, we can assume got it.
Right,
remember, the others, we can't assume they're divorced because you don't have the get in your hand. We have no witnesses that saw it was given to you. So you only can divorce one. So only the one that's at the bottom is for sure divorced. The ones on the top, it's a doubtful divorce.
Exactly.
But that logic about only signing the bottom, you may have only assumed it was the bottom.
We don't know. It's a suffix.
But that
it's a suffix.
Doesn't apply then to any contract. If you sign the last page, that means that the first 9 pages,
well, you always initial.
You didn't not acknowledge.
So that'd be a good. That'd be a good. That's why you try to
these
keep.
These are complete documents. The ones above are complete documents.
No, yeah, no, one he's asking a question. What if you have 5 different pages and they only sign the last page?
So that's a
problem. But if it's a long scroll, you see the whole page. It's one page. It's one page. What are you suspicious of?
No, I'm saying
here, I got a long thing. It's written all the way down here, right? The guy signed it right at the bottom. Is there anything to be suspicious of?
It's all one thing.
The witness who signed it must have seen the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying.
But so if there's 5 pages, you're right. Then it could be a problem.
No, but I'm saying.
You only signed the last page. I don't know about the first 4 pages. Could have been added on. We don't know. We'll see. That's a problem.
No, but I'm saying, like, if it's a long scroll and he signed the end, we're saying that maybe he only meant to sign the last.
It's one document. It's one transaction. Here it is. 5 transactions.
Yeah,
it's 5 separate transactions.
He's good, separate
so maybe, himself. Maybe he only is saying, I'm signing the last one. I'm not signing the rest. Because it's fine. If you would write 5 transactions on one document to sign about them, I don't know if we'll go for all 5 transactions. It's 5 uniquely different transactions.
Business transactions, very different.
Right? And they're signing what? They're signing that all 5 divorced all 5? Not necessarily.
The
he should have signed, they should have signed at the end of each one. So that's the doubt. That's why it's a doubt. We're not sure.
What if
it's not like the first case says all 5, the whole guts of, it's only one document. It's one document, one get, a 5-part one get. Then they're signing one 5-part get. But here it's 5 different getting. You're right. So on the one end, you might say, listen, he signed the whole page. That's one end. The other side says, no, there are 5 separate issues, so maybe he only planned on signing the last one. That's the Shiloh. That's the Shiloh.
Did we have something earlier that you can't have blank spaces before the signature or something?
It's got to be pretty clear. You're right. It's not so good if there's a place.
Who knows what to be.
So theoretically, it's more than that. It's not one guy doing a transaction with one other guy. That maybe you'd say more yes. Here's 5 different people on 5 different people. So it's 5 totally different beings, totally different. So maybe they're only signing the last one. All right, one more of these exciting cases. Oh, we're going to have yours on the 2 pages. Come in next. Shelley, Chaf, it's going to be your case, signing on 2 pages. Okay, let's do another one. Kosav, what did they write like this? Anu ploni uploni, they write like this. Us, Ruvain and Shimon. Gerashnu neshosenu, we divorced our wives. Plonis uplonis, Sarah and Rivka. And they finished the get. This is going to be one get, but it's written, both of us, me and Chaim Yankel and Mordechai, divorced, Sara and Rivka.
This is problematic.
That, Afal P, even though, Shinim Sulchalachas Ben Beit Messiah, even though it's given 100% good, there's guys even watching, giving over everything. Ain't a get, it's not a divorce. So what's different in this case than the other case? Because what was the other case? Let's look at all the other cases. Case number one is, Ruvain is divorcing Rivka.
Not Ruvain and Shimon.
Shimon is divorcing Leah. Each man is divorcing his wife. Or 5 separate gittin. Each one's its own document, one divorce the other one. But here it's us two are divorcing those two. So there's no group divorces like that. Ain't a get why she'ain shtei nashim is gorshus beget echad. Two women can't be divorced with one get. Shenemar, because look what it says. Because of law, he writes it for her. He writes it for her, for one person. Not for her and for her friend. Right, you only divorce one lady. Now each one, if it's written, I'm divorcing her and he's divorcing her, then each one's one's divorcing one, even though it's combined in one document, but it's one divorce one. But no, both of us are divorcing both Ted and Alice,
like
right? You know, whatever. Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice.
Right.
You know, Bob and Ted is Ted and Alice. Two can't divorce two. You divorce one.
But it does say,
I never even saw it. I'm telling you.
Optional.
I was too young to even watch movies in those days. I think I was reading in the Time Magazine article, as a matter of fact. I used to read Time Magazine. Anyways, you can't do that. Now, but what if it was? Mr. So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, we're both divorced, but it's still a way to fix it up. But what if when you go to the lower down in the divorce, you start separating it? And at the end you write, Plony Gerish Plonies, this one divorces this one, Plony Gerish Plonies, Bisman Plony this time, Harelik Shem, then it's okay, because now they're set separately, and it doesn't have, it's not considered the same one. We started it off together, but we ended it off separate. Okay, let's do one more. Chaf. Cause of Shnei Gittin Bishnei Dapim. It's not Shelley's case. If you write two divorces on two columns. See this picture over here? So you've got, it's one page. You wrote half the page is a get with witnesses signing on the bottom. And the other half of the page is another get with, it could be, other witnesses signing that. B'megillah achas, on one scroll, right? Achas zebetzad zed, this one next to this one. So now, im yeshom shnei edim nikraim besof get zed. If there are two witnesses that you could read their names under the get on the right side column. And also shnei edim besof get zed. There's two witnesses under the left hand column. Harei zakosher, it's a kosher get. V'kol shetetze megillah zu mita, and now, and if you have witnesses who watched this, then everything's fine. What if there's no witnesses who watched it? So now, what do we say? V'kol shetetze megillah zu, whichever lady's holding on to it, mugureshes, is divorced, just like beforehand. Just so we had the other one, although technically the paper's fine, but only one lady's carrying it, so we don't know if the other lady...
In the other case, it was the last lady, the one that had
either,
to be...
Either, any of these cases, you don't have Adam Masira, only the one...
The one with the column, with all the five...
Fine.
She had to be the last
lady.
Good,
but let's say the case is before, where the five men divorced at five...
Okay, then anybody holding it.
Only the one holding it.
I know, but anybody...
Right, so the same thing here. If we don't have the witnesses who watch the giving over, if they watch the giving over, we're fine. But if you don't have, then only one can hold it. So there's only one is holding it. That's the one who gets divorced.
If you cut this one in half, each side would be fine, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Each side is whole.
But we didn't.
Yeah. That's Paul's question.
Now, here's the question I want to ask. One is if both women are holding it. One is holding on each end.
Schneimers and Batalis.
Yeah. So one is holding on one end, one is holding the other. And now what?
I don't know. All right. Stop here. And we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem.
It's a good one.
Page 2.